you think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to check out my work online, you can do so at www.bitchute.com/The Freedom Ministry. If you're in other areas than the United States, especially Europe, you may need a virtual private network or a VPN application, because I have been blocked, banned, prohibited flat out in these areas in well over 20 countries because of my quote-unquote, is what it says on BitChute where I'm blocked, quote-unquote incitement to hatred or violence and hate symbology related to National Socialism. Which segues to my next point, which is that free speech is vital to a free people. And when you have the United Nations lobbying against it and referring to it as a weapon of war that must be bridled, must be thwarted, censored, then you realize how dark these days are. But with the darkness, we must look to the opposite and find the light. That light, my brothers and sisters, that light, that very light is in yourself, for you are built in the very image of Yahweh Elohim, our God, our Creator. And I am here to tell you that He is real, He is almighty, omnipotent, everywhere, and yet nowhere. You think you can't see him, so he's nowhere, but it's not true. He is everywhere. He is everywhere. And yesterday, according to the calendar that I choose to follow, the Hebrew calendar or Enochian calendar, it's the Feast of Tabernacles that started yesterday, according to our Bible. The seventh month of Tishri, on the 15th day of the seventh month, or the Feast of Booths, as some of your translations will say. And it's a reminder of what our Father has done for us, what Yahweh God has done for us in the past when we were also under great persecution and enslavement. I'm talking about the captivity under one Pharaoh of Egypt. And I'll also remind you that these modern Jews who are destroying everything around us in society through their usury and godlessness and wickedness They were never in captivity. They claim it boldly to our Savior, our kinsman redeemer, Yahushua HaMashiach, in the book of John. When they say that we have been slaves of no man, no captivity whatsoever. And had they been the real Israelites, God's people, who were enslaved by Pharaoh, came out of it, and endured all the long suffering, they would know full well that that is a false statement. They wouldn't say it. But God tripped them up in the flesh because he's God, and they are not as clever as they think. But this is the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, and it continues through the week. And we must celebrate. Because we are very blessed. If you're still alive today and you're witnessing everything that's going on around you, and especially if you were called to not take the shot, you didn't get jabbed with the satanic, triple-stranded, Depop shot for Satan, you're still here for a reason, brethren. I'm going to jump into Leviticus real quick here and give you the word of God as it pertains to the Feast of Tabernacles. We're looking at Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, from the 15th day of this seventh month is the festival of booths, 7 days to Yahweh. On the first day is a holy meeting. You shall do no occupational work at all. 7 days shall you bring near a fire offering to Yahweh, and on the eighth day there shall be a holy meeting for you, and you will bring near a fire offering to Yahweh. It is a day of restraint. You shall do no occupational work at all. These are the appointed seasons of Yahweh, those which you shall proclaim as holy meetings, to bring near the fire offering to Yahweh, the ascent offering and the approach present, the sacrifice and the libations, each day's matter in its day, aside from the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and aside from your gifts, and aside from all your vows, and aside from all your voluntary offerings, which you shall give to Yahweh. On the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the yield of the land, you shall celebrate the festival of Yahweh for 7 days. We're in that now. On the first day, yesterday, there is a cessation, and on the eighth day, a cessation. You will take for yourselves on the first day fruit of goodly trees, fronds of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees, and oleanders of the watercourse, and you will rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim for 7 days. You will celebrate it as a festival to Yahweh for 7 days in the year. It shall be an Aeonian statute throughout your generations. So, right there, you read that it should be kept up forever. It didn't just go out of fashion with the New Testament or the crucifixion or the resurrection. It didn't. It's right there. In the seventh month shall you celebrate it. I think you should celebrate it. In booths shall you dwell 7 days. That is, every native in Israel, they shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that in booths I made the sons of Israel dwell when I brought them forth from the land of Egypt. I, Yahweh, am your God, your Elohim. And thus Moses spoke of the appointed seasons of Yahweh to the sons of Israel. And do I do it perfectly? No. Am I observing it? Yes. Am I seeking him? And am I sharing this with my family as I am supposed to? Yes. Maybe you can reflect on that and pray on it and read your Bible and see if it's something that's called upon you to do. And last night we didn't sleep outside in the booth that we had made. We took our porch put, you know, the plantation, the vegetation from the land, decorated it, if you will, in an ornamental fashion. And we ate a food together outside under full moon and using squash, you know, food from the literal harvest, from the season that we're in. Using meat from the fatted cows of the land. We just didn't do the fire ascent offering, if you will. And that stuff is, in my opinion, been done away with. And that's what the Jews over in occupied Palestine are trying to continue on, because they're very material, very legalistic, and they're without the spiritual, unless it's to their father, Satan. So we must rejoice, brothers and sisters, that we are here today, and we are chosen for a reason. And all those years back, Yahweh was faithful to his people then, and he will be faithful to his people today. The promises are very real. He is very real. And please, folks, if you're able to, if you have the money, and I'm about to show you that you do, you can donate to RBN, okay? I was listening to Luca's World earlier today, a couple programs back, and he brought up the stupid televisions, the internet, you know, and all that. Guys, if you're still watching your televisions at this point, these filthy Talmud visions, it's a military mind control device for your very soul. Stop. I admonish you. I plead with you. Stop. Kill your televisions. Yes, I am advocating to kill your televisions. And guess what? You eliminate that television subscription, and you can free up some shekels for RBN. Look what I did. I just freed up money for RBN. And I guess they're behind about $2,000, you know, where they want to be to keep this operation going. And I, for one, would like the operation to keep going. So if just doing some simple math here, I'm not a mathematician, I'm not a whiz, but I did some math, and there's about 400 of you out there that could take my word seriously, get rid of your televisions, and you freed up money. At least $5. If 400 of you donate $5, hey, even commit to $5 a month, there's your $2,000. Or 40 of you could, you know, donate $20. Whatever the case. Or $50. I'm doing the math wrong here, but you get my point. Again, I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a whiz with math numbers. Please, if you can, donate to RBN. It's your show as much as it is mine. I hope you benefit from it. I hope someone needs to hear these words. I hope somebody needs to get with God, and they do. They realize that there are people like they're out there like them that are also hated. Because Jesus was hated, you will be hated for his namesake. This will happen. This will occur. And I will take your call shortly if you'd like to hold on. I'm just not doing it right this moment. So you're going to have to sit and hold. I apologize. But what I have to say is important. Your body is your temple. Your body is your temple, folks. You're not actually God, no, but you're built, created in the image of God. Therefore, God is in you. That spark, that light, that life is in you. Do not zap it out with anything. But do not get the shot. That's it. That's the triple stranding. That is the mark of the beast. That is the actual satanic genetic manipulation. You are now a GMO human. And you know I don't call man human, but I'm using the word correctly now. You are now a GMO human, a monster, built in the image of your new creator, Satan. And woe to you who do that. I don't know what you can do if you've done that and you're now regretful, shamed, remorseful, repentant. I don't know. That's between you and God. But your body's your temple, is my point. You need to stop polluting your father's temple. It's not yours to pollute. Okay? We've been disobedient, stiff-necked children, and it needs to stop. Our biggest problem is not the Jews. And you know me, I have no love for the Jews, folks. Okay? So don't even start there. Our biggest problem is not the Jews. Our biggest problem is ourselves. We're disobedient. We love our comfort. We love our complacency. We love our apathy. It's got to stop. If you could just get rid of your television and stop polluting your mind and body and soul with that garbage, you could free up some money. Donate to RBN. Donate to RBN. It's very, very simple. Okay? You can do so by calling in toll free 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. You can also visit republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button, multiple ways to give money that way, or donate by mail. Make checks or money orders payable to RBN and send to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and keep shows like mine alive. Keep shows like mine alive, folks, please. Enough with that. You need to get rid of your TVs for a more important reason than donating, okay, folks? I'm being deadly serious. You turn off that television, your life will change for the better. I guarantee it. Please, somebody out there, just give it a test, okay? Turn off your television for 7 days and call in next week and tell me that it did not improve your life for the better. Hey, if I'm wrong, call and tell me I'm wrong and your life got worse or it didn't improve or you miss your television that much. Call in and tell me that too. I'd love to hear your experience. Because with that time that you regain from watching that scryer mirror, you know, in your life, you will have time to study and make yourself approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2:15. The truth is God. It's His word. It's not gray. It's black and white. They want you to think the truth is gray. You know, there's bits here, bits there. Your truth's different than my truth. You know, if you want to be a girl, you can be a girl. It's not true. It's all a lie. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break. I hear the music. Stay tuned.
All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. Suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. I was telling you before the break how evil the television is. It's beyond evil. It is just so wicked. And that's how they did it. That's how they got all of this to come to pass, is putting that box replacing God into the living room. Now the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the kitchens, the cars, everywhere. And we're carrying these screens in our pockets. You have them on your wristwatches. People are going to have these things implanted into their bodies. Alex Jones said Elon Musk is great now. He's one of us, guys. Neuralink. Let's just stick the thing into our head. This is wild. I'm going to read to you folks a patent from the U.S. Patent Office by one Hendrikus G. Luce, a big name behind all this stuff, the technology behind the televisions, radio, communications, all that stuff, and big time military applications. The TV, right in your living room. And this is U.S. Patent 6506148B, like Bravo 2. Nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. Listen to this. Physiological effects have been observed in a human subject in response to stimulation of the skin with weak electromagnetic fields that are pulsed with certain frequencies, near half a hertz or 2.4 hertz, such as to excite a sensory resonance. Many computer monitors and TV tubes, when displaying pulsed images, emit pulsed electromagnetic fields of sufficient amplitudes to cause such excitation. It is therefore possible to manipulate the nervous system. It is therefore possible, folks, to manipulate your nervous system by pulsing images displayed on a nearby computer monitor or TV set. You don't even have to be watching it. It's in your pocket, right? Women, it's right over your breast, right? Between your bra, your brassiere, and your boob. I'm telling you, folks, we got to stop these habits because we are habitually destroying ourselves in the name of the adversary, the enemy. I'm guilty of it. I'm talking to myself. I don't watch television, but I have a computer. I have a dumb phone. For the latter, the image pulsing may be embedded in the program material, or it may be overlaid by modulating a video stream, either as an RF signal or as a video signal. The image displayed on a computer monitor may be pulsed effectively by a simple computer program. For certain monitors, pulsed electromagnetic fields capable of exciting sensory resonances in nearby subjects may be generated even as the displayed images are pulsed with subliminal intensity. Yes, folks, subliminal. It's in the background, okay? Then it gets into the background of the invention, which is, I'm going to read you just the beginning. This is actually interesting. The invention relates to the stimulation of the human nervous system by an electromagnetic field applied externally to the body. A neurological effect of external electric fields has been mentioned by Wiener, a 1958 publication, I guess, in a discussion of the bunching of brainwaves through nonlinear interactions. The electric field was arranged to provide a direct electrical driving of the brain, quote-unquote. Wiener describes the field as set up by a 10 hertz alternating voltage of 400 volts applied in a room between ceiling and ground. Brennan, in 1992, describes in his U.S. patent 5,169,380, an apparatus for alleviating disruptions in circadian rhythms of a mammal, in which an alternating electric field is applied across the head of the subject by two electrodes placed short distance from the skin. A device involving a field electrode as well as a contact electrode is the Graham potentializer, mentioned by Hutchison, 1991. This relaxation device, I'm sure it's a relaxation device, folks. Everything they say, it's the opposite, okay? Uses motion, light, and sound as well as an alternating electric field applied mainly to the head. The contact electrode is a metal bar in ohmic contact with the bare feet of the subject, and the field electrode is a hemispherical metal headpiece placed several inches from the subject's head. I'm not going to go on, but think of 5G, this Depop shot, the vax, and what you just read. They don't even need 5G. They don't even need the Depop shot, but they're going for it. They've already got you. And without God, folks, I don't even know. I mean, you would be completely insane. And that's what those who don't have God are. Look at their lives. And the crime's up, right? People are doing all these ungodly things to themselves to fill a hole in their soul, because they have no God? This is a perfect storm. But the solution is simple. Simple and vital to your life. You must repent. You must call on the name of your God, Yahweh, who came in the flesh as Yahushua, the Christ, and he shed his blood for us so that we may live. Because the wage of sin is death, and we are all sinners. There is no political solution. I cannot drum this home any more than I will be today. There is no political solution. All these groups out there are pushing their way into politics. Why? Why? Better men than they have tried and have found it futile. Found it futile. I want to read to you, but first I'm going to take the caller, if he's still there waiting patiently, so as to not wait any further. But I'm going to read to you the farewell address of the late President Andrew Jackson prior to the Federal Reserve and all of it. I think we have a caller holding in Florida, right? James, was it? Yeah, James in Florida. Are you there, James? Producer? Maybe not. I will continue on, but if you could let me know, I will take the caller if he's still there. The farewell address from one President Andrew Jackson is so poignant that it could be written today. Okay? There's nothing new under the sun. These bankster gangsters, these Edomite, Canaanite Jews, the children of the devil, are bilking us for everything and keeping us on a hamster wheel in a system designed to genocide our very bloodline. This is the farewell address from 1837 by one Andrew Jackson, one of the last real presidents we ever had. In reviewing the conflicts which have taken place between different interests in the United States and the policy pursued since the adoption of our present form of government, we find nothing that has produced such deep-seated evil as the course of legislation in relation to the currency. And now we're moving to digital currency, as if the paper fiat money wasn't bad enough. I digress. The Constitution of the United States unquestionably intended to secure to the people a circulating medium of gold and silver. But the establishment of a national bank by Congress, with the privilege of issuing paper money receivable in the payment of the public dues, and the unfortunate course of legislation in the several states upon the same subject, drove from general circulation the constitutional currency and substituted one of paper in its place. Men were sleeping then. They were apathetic then. They didn't speak up. They didn't fix the problem. So we have what we have. Okay? It was not easy for men engaged in the ordinary pursuits of business, whose attention had not been particularly drawn to the subject, to foresee all the consequences of a currency exclusively of paper, and we ought not on that account to be surprised at the facility with which laws were obtained to carry into effect the paper system. And they're going to do the same thing today with their digital currency, okay? And don't be surprised at the facility with which the laws are going to be obtained and carried into effect, because men are men of the world today, and not men of God. And they listen to man instead of the truth, the very word of Yahweh. Honest and even enlightened men are sometimes misled by the specious and plausible statements of the designing. But experience has now proved the mischiefs and dangers of a paper currency, and it rests with you to determine whether the proper remedy shall be applied. The paper system, being founded on public confidence and having of itself no intrinsic value, it's valueless, worthless. It is liable to great and sudden fluctuations, thereby rendering property insecure and the wages of labor unsteady and uncertain. The corporations which create the paper money cannot be relied upon to keep the circulating medium uniform in amount. In times of prosperity, when confidence is high, they are tempted by the prospect of gain or by the influence of those who hope to profit by it to extend their issues of paper beyond the bounds of discretion and to reasonable demands of business. And when these issues have been pushed on from day to day until public confidence is at last shaken, then a reaction takes place and they immediately withdraw the credits they have given, suddenly curtail their issues, and produce an unexpected and ruinous contraction of the circulating medium, which is felt by the whole community. This is by design. These disgusting children of the devil know well what they're doing. Speculation, bank runs, calls on their speculative moves, they're gangsters. The banks, by this means, save themselves, and the mischievous consequences of their imprudence or cupidity are visited upon the public, upon you. And let me also tell you that according to our government and public policy, you are the enemy, codified in law under the Trading with the Enemy Act 1933. Nor does the evil stop here, my friends. These ebbs and flows in the currency and these indiscreet extensions of credit naturally engender a spirit of speculation injurious to the habits and character of the people. We have already seen its effect in the wild spirit of speculation, in the public lands and various kinds of stock, which within the last year or two seized upon such a multitude of our citizens and threatened to pervade all classes of society and to withdraw their attention from the sober pursuits of honest industry. It's hard to say what is honest industry anymore. It is not by encouraging this spirit that we shall best preserve public virtue and promote the true interests of our country. But if your currency continues as exclusively paper as it now is, it will foster this eager desire to amass wealth without labor. It will multiply the number of dependents on bank accommodations and bank favors. The temptation to obtain money at any sacrifice will become stronger and stronger and inevitably lead to corruption, which will find its way into your public councils and destroy at no distant day the purity of your government. Isn't that an oxymoron? Purity of your government. Boy. Some of the evils which arise from this system of paper press with peculiar hardship upon the class of society least able to bear it. A portion of this currency frequently becomes depreciated or worthless, and all of it is easily counterfeited in such a manner as to require peculiar skill and much experience to distinguish the counterfeit from the genuine note. It also helps that these Jews actually own the printing presses and have the unholy duty and allowance to print at will. These frauds are most generally perpetrated in the smaller notes, which are used in the daily transactions of ordinary business, and the losses occasioned by them are commonly thrown upon the laboring classes of society, us, whose situation and pursuits put it out of their power to guard themselves from these impositions, and whose daily wages are necessary for their subsistence. It is the duty of every government so to regulate its currency as to protect this numerous class as far as practicable from the impositions of avarice and fraud. This government, folks, has never done such a thing to protect its most vulnerable class. Please. It is more especially the duty of the United States, where the government is emphatically the government of the people, and where this respectable portion of our citizens are so proudly distinguished from the laboring classes of all other nations by their independent spirit, their love of liberty, their intelligence, and their high tone of moral character. Maybe in 1837, folks, but in 2023, I don't see it. It's few and far in between. It's you, my listening audience of RBN, and even then, it's few and far in between who are actually doing the will of Father Yahweh and deserving. Well, I shouldn't say that. None of us are deserving, but actually obtaining the promise of eternal life through our kinsman redeemer, Yahushua HaMashiach. It's just a choice, folks. It's by the grace of God. Their industry in peace is the source of our wealth, and their bravery in war has covered us with glory. Blech. And the government of the United States will but ill discharge its duties if it leaves them a prey to such dishonest impositions. Yes, yet it is evident that their interests cannot be effectually protected unless silver and gold are restored to circulation. And I'm going to stop there. The farewell address continues. That's about maybe a quarter or a fifth of it. But you get the point. Imagine a candidate for presidency speaking like this today. Never. Never. None of them are worthy. None of them are worthy. They are despicable in their deeds. They are despicable even in their words. We are so far from the mark in politics. Politics are of the devil. There's no way around it. We must get back to basics. We must get back to God. There's no other way around this stuff. It's all been taken from us. In 1933, you know, even then, it was gone. It was gone in 1871 with the Organic Act and the whole United States becoming a corporation over what was the Republic. But in 1933, FDR blatantly took away all the gold and made it unlawful to have your gold by executive order issued April 5th, 1933. On or before May 1st, 1933, all gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates now owned by them to a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency, or to any member bank of the Federal Reserve System. All persons are required to deliver their gold coin, gold bullion, gold certificates to these agencies of the devil. And what are you going to do, folks, when they take away the paper money and make you do a digital wallet, digital currency? And then they can flip the switch on you if you're not obedient to their public policies. Then you can't buy or sell in the system. The system is broken. There's no political solution. I can't even say on air what I want to say because I am a domestic terrorist and I'll have the SWAT team at my door. You know what's necessary. There's no political solution, folks. There is only God and God's people, God's commandment. The truth, the way, the life. You must believe upon Yahushua the Christ. And you must repent. And to be repentant means to understand, to be convicted of your sin. To not repeat it. To not live in it. It's worse for somebody to learn this stuff and know this stuff full well and still cleave to their sin. It'd be better to remain ignorant. But folks, we are living in the latter days, in these end times, and it's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet, we have people that think that Donald Trump is the solution. An Austrian Jew connected to the Rothschild banking dynasty. Donald Trump, bailed out in the early 90s by one Wilbur Ross, who was the Rothschild agent in the room at the time, deciding over the fate of one Donald Trump, both commercially and personally, because he was in bankruptcy. And they decided that his name, his brand, was more important, so they didn't let him die. They put him on Satan's life support, pumped liquidity into the situation from the Rothschild coffers, and he has been their boy ever since. Just like Alex Jones, they are Pied Pipers. They are antichrists, and they are not to be trusted. You cannot vote in good government. The government are the terrorists. Do you not understand this basic principle? I suggest that anyone listening who's confused about the matter read anything pertaining to this matter written by one Lysander Spooner. L-Y-S-A-N-D-E-R, Lysander, Spooner, S-P-O-O-N-E-R. Read his Constitution of No Authority and tell me there's a political solution. Tell me you can vote somebody into that position to be president, CEO of the United States Corporation and somehow change things for the better. It can't happen. It's designed to work the way it works. Nothing's broken, really. I said it's broken. It's not. It's broken in a sense that to us it's broken because we think it should work a certain way. But it's not. It's working flawlessly. And the only way that all of this, all of it, COVID, the lockdowns, the pandemic, deaths, the swindling with the numbers and getting people to roll up their sleeves and kill themselves willingly. It all is done so masterfully that the author behind it has to be God. And some of you may be shaking your heads and thinking, did he just say that? He will bring great delusion, strong delusion, to bring about what he needs to occur. He gives us over to our compassions, folks. We're asking for this. We've been beating the drums for it. And now we're eating our children. Our wives and children rule our houses. It is unbelievable. It's all come to pass. We're watching scripture unfold in front of our very eyes. And we have those like Adam Green still calling the Jew out, but says he's an atheist and there's no intelligent design out there. Unbelievable. Don't go any folks, will turn right after the break. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I was trying to find the mute button on this dumb phone. It was glitching out on me. We are back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer, and I appreciate the callers holding. If James is still there, please, we'd love to hear what you have to say. James, from
I am here, buddy.
Hey, James.
Can you hear me?
How are you? Perfect.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, sorry about that. Last time, I think my phone went into retard mode or something, so I got disconnected, so I apologize to you on that. So
okay, you're good.
I just wanted to say, you're on a roll. Your show is really off the hook great today, and just a lot of really good, sound advice on everything. And I just wanted to show some support by calling in. And absolutely right on everything you're hitting on, all your topics. It's really diabolical, all their technology and their plans, isn't it? No?
It really is. Masterful. Wish it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's really important. We have to. I'm in concurrence with you on this. We have to have the seal of God. We have to have God with us. Like you're mentioning here with the vaccine and things, and even just like TV programming, the Talmud vision, right? It's like the images that they're putting into it, just when the TV and movies and things like that really influence our minds and, you know, and
yes,
the decision-making and things like that. And that's all by design. And also a good point you made with the vaccinations, you know, and the people are acting crazy because, well, you know, is it maybe they don't have God in their lives to help, you know, filter some of that out. So just really good topics. I really appreciate the show today. Mm-hmm. Great advice and everything, buddy.
I appreciate it, James. God bless you. You be that light in your walk of life and be an example. People want to know, you know, what is it about James? Well, I'm a believer.
Right on, brother. Well, I appreciate everything, and thanks for your support. And I'm going to send a donation, and I just wanted to get that out. And God
bless
you, Sig Hale, and thank you for everything, buddy. And I'm going to let you get back to doing what you do good, okay?
God bless you. Thanks, James. Sig Hale.
God bless you, Chris. See you there.
Yes, sir. And Sig Hale, folks, for those listening that might be a little bit turned off because of their indoctrination into Nazism, it just means Hail Victory, folks. And I know what he means. And we must hail Yahweh, for Yahweh will lead us to victory. Not any man, Adolf Hitler or otherwise. I saw a lot of great things that Adolf Hitler did for Germany. I also see his failures. He's just a man. Just a man. I'm going to take the next caller, Lynn, in Maryland. Hey, Lynn.
Thank you, Chris. I know one man who has the answers. He died and rose again from the dead. Yeah, politicians don't have the solution. I do know who does. And I'm not saying this person does, but Robert Kennedy Jr. actually on C-SPAN Washington Journal about a week and a half ago actually got it almost right, because he told the audience that 5G causes glioblastoma. Well, it does, but all wireless causes glioblastoma. And I used to, a lot of times after Pat had spoken, I would remind folks that NIMH did. There's the music.
I'm gonna
hold.
Okay, Lynn. Yeah, please do. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Thanks, Lynn. Thanks.
Two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.